Confidential. 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 Final transmission. Scouting vessel Lannis.
This is Dipton. Takan, scouting vessel Lannis. 2 weeks ago, the shuttle's transmitter malfunctioned while in deep space. The backup module was promptly installed, upon carrying out a routine diagnostic test of the new equipment. Lieutenant Mason discovered a weak radio signal. Enhancement of the signal implied possible biological origin. The signal was triangulated and its originating point identified. A vote was taken and all hands decided to investigate. After 8 days of FDL travel, Shuttle Lannis arrived in system. It is a G-type main sequence star. Scans for organic chemistry indicated at least three planets and smaller bodies for carbon-based. One planet in particular exhibited clear signs of developed civilization. The atmosphere of this planet was predominantly nitrogen and oxygen-based, with a higher than naturally expected amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, indicating a species on the third sequence of the Liebman scale. Analysis of the space in orbit around the planet indicated a lack of a significant presence of a satellite field orbit. No large vessels were encountered on the 110 AU approach. It was my decision to place Shuttle Lannis in low orbit to allow for close-range photographic and radio analysis. We did make a number of observations, but most astounding of them is that the dominant species, as far as we can for analysis, is visually and behaviorally identical to our own. They look like us, they sound like us, they are, in every way that we were able to observe, precisely like us. I threaten because my crew voted to leave this system 24 hours ago. The decision to remain was mine, and mine alone, and I have taken full responsibility for what has happened. We were struck by a barrage of nuclear and non-nuclear armaments approximately 4 hours ago. Shuttle Lannis suffered a hull breach, and the rest of the crew has perished. I have rerouted the main console and am composing this message from the emergency pod. The ejection system has malfunctioned, and the blasts have severely destabilized our orbit. I've attempted to attach our photographic and audio recordings to this message. Based on transmissions from the planet, we have discerned that the species refers to themselves as humans. They name planet Earth. Celestial coordinates. Do not approach this system without military. Repeat, do not approach this system without military support. Please help my wife.
End transmission.